Welcome to another edition of Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, brought to you by Boston Pizza. Later on in the program, we'll be joined by Mark Hansen. He's the Canadian Marketing Director and Sales Rep for Mizuno Golf. He'll fill us in on all the latest details from Mizuno as well. Greg, our swing coach, Seemung, will join us from his living room in a popular segment we call Greg's Living Room. Our fitness consultant, Jason Saprica, standing beside me. And Jason, we were discussing some of your other activities in addition to golf, and I wouldn't mind mentioning them because you do some stuff with Andrew Raycroft from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And quickly, what's going on there?
I think what you're just experiencing there is the guys have maybe let down a little bit. They went through a good run where they, I think Andrew actually probably, you know, started 18 to 20 games in a row, and you could possibly be seeing just a little bit of fatigue set in. They're under an incredible amount of pressure in Toronto, and as you can tell by some of the comments from last night's game, the players after the game, that they're a little disappointed in their fans there. But Andrew's a pretty level-headed guy, by no means cocky at all. So he'll regroup, and he'll do what he does best.
And he's a pretty decent golfer, too.
Yeah, he is. It's amazing. I've played with him a number of times. We've known each other for a long, long time. And he's one of those guys who's a natural kind of athlete from that perspective, where he steps up. Doesn't take a long look at the ball and just whacks it, and he does a good job with it. So that's a big part of his offseason, I'm sure.
Jason Saprica, our fitness consultant, joining us for our fitness tip segment. And Jason, before we get into this week's tip, and you're going to recap some of the stuff we've learned already this season, a lot of our listeners have been emailing me wondering about this core strength you speak about. I know how important it is, not only to your overall health, but also to maintaining and building a better golf swing. Maybe you can shed some light on exactly what core strength and what that kind of stuff indicates and what it means.
Okay. Doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's athletics or it's everyday life. We used to just talk about the abdominals. That's what we talked about. And then it got kind of converted over to maybe more of a core area, which people sometimes forget that it takes in the back as well as the front. So, it's one thing to be overpowerful in the front, but if you don't have the strength in the back, you're kind of over-dominant with your abdominals. But core has been a bit of a buzzword over the last few years. There's a million different classes you can take at fitness clubs around the area, whether it's the Core Blaster or it's the Absolutely class or whatever it may be. But from a golf perspective, I think the biggest thing with a core is that obviously it generates a lot of power because of the torque you put in when you swing your golf club. But I think most importantly is how it stabilizes the spine. We talk about, and we'll probably talk a little bit more later when Liz Grant is on the show again, talking about posture and proper postural muscles and that sort of thing. If you're able to strengthen both the front and the back, meaning the abdominals and the low back, is you're going to be able to maintain better posture and obviously accomplish better things in your golf swing. And that's something, again, also that our swing coach, he can probably talk about in maximizing good posture and generating more power.
Excellent. Jason Saprica, our fitness consultant here on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, and we invite you to check out our website, simply jjthegolfguy.com. Now we're in front of the coach's chalkboard, and you've got some written notes. Can we do a quick recap of what we've learned so far this
Absolutely.
Season?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago we talked about, I guess we kind of used the phrase, lengthen before you strengthen, which was, don't neglect stretching. That's a huge part of what you do. Remember that when you are strength training, it's very important to focus on the stretching as well, so those muscles don't shorten and remain long and lean and more powerful. And then we talked a little bit about incorporating balance into your program, using the various tools out there to challenge your balance, and which really leads us into this week's topic, that when you add balance into the element, you're talking about engaging the core, which is your abdominals and your back area, to stabilize balance. And this week, talking about core stability and core strength. I think the two important points there are is that you focus on going through different modes of training for your core strength. And one of them we refer to as active movement, and the other one is stabilization. So active movement is your typical abdominal crunch, which you can do on the floor, you can do on a stability ball, that sort of thing. Stabilization is more of what we refer to as a front plank or a front bridge, which is really engaging those muscles Just from a stabilizing standpoint, asking those muscles to contract and hold that position for an extended period of time, which might be something that is pretty key in the golf swing as you draw the club back and then swing through the ball, to be able to maintain that posture and to be able to focus on those abdominal muscles. But if you don't train them in the right way and start off with just some basic things of understanding how to contract the muscles, that you can get a little bit ahead of yourself sometimes when you're watching some of these programs that are out there. And I just encourage people to really start with the basics and then progress to something that leads into a core activity from a golf-specific activity. So.
Yeah, and I know when it comes to golf, and it's no secret, especially if you're one of the players or just an amateur player that watches on a weekly basis, when they talk about the power and generating the speed in the professional swing, they're talking about the core and how those guys are torquing so much, and even the women, and they're getting that power from their abdominals, from their upper thighs, and that's where the power is generated. So balance, stability, and working that core is huge. Tell us a little bit about, maybe later on in the season you can get into other things, but specific balance kind of exercises that maybe don't involve weight. Is that an option?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's tons of inexpensive tools out there that you can use, from foam rollers to half foam rollers to little mini discs. Those are the sort of things that, once you take yourself off of a hard surface like the floor, and you know, you're standing on some of these challenging pieces, you have to engage your core. You have to load up your legs. We know that the golf swing, it's very important that you can't do it with straight legs, and you've got to bend the knees a little bit and drive through the knees. All of those things automatically happen when you bring those tools into place, and there's some great things out there that you can use. The big thing with the core and engaging those muscles when you're working with those sort of tools is that, you know, to kind of recap and kind of end things off, is that the core is your power source for your whole body. If you can engage the core, your upper body is stronger, your lower body is stronger. If you're unable to do that, you're not really linking your body. So we know that the center of our universe, that's where the power comes from. If you want to generate more power, focus on the core area, and that will happen.
All right, always a pleasure. Jason Saprica, our fitness consultant, joining us on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. Coming up, Greg Seemungal, our swing coach, live from his living room, and Mark Hansen will join us from Mizuno Golf Canada. You are enjoying Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network. Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on, unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.